I don't want him to get in trouble either.
Hey, roll close.
Roll close, construction, $1,000 double the fine. Right. Whatever we need to say to get the message through. Because if you cross this line speeding, nigga, your shit is raps.
Get to the money and slide. Get to the money and slide. Free all the bros inside. Free all the bros inside. Play with the bros, you die. Huh? Yeah. Get to the money and slide. Huh? Free all the bros inside. Huh? Play with the bros, you die. Huh? Yeah. If you want smoke, come get it. You on my chain, come get it. Taking the money, run with it. New to this shit, I done did it. Get to the money and slide. Get to the money and slide. Free all the bros inside. Free all the bros inside. Play with the bros, you die. Huh? Yeah.
Let me hear it, brother.
You were going your ass hell, bro.
He said, let me hear it, man. Hey, man. Say, man. It's the Got 15 podcast, man. Coming back. Volume 4. Part who knows, man. And you already know who's checking in with the Got 15 crew. But before you listen to us, real quick, just type on your phone, patreon.com/Got15podcast, and see what he's talking about. Take a look at it, all right?
No yap.
You know what I'm saying? No yap rap. But we have a special guest to my left. Go ahead and shout yourself out.
Hey, what's up? I'm Naja. You can follow me at nda.naja. N-A-J-A-H.
Make sure y'all go show her some love. You know the vibes, man. And if I don't know one thing, I know that Chan got the topics today.
Okay.
So, Chan, what you got for us, bro?
I got a little story for us. Last week on the pod, y'all were saying that I'm a little overprotective with my girl and things of this nature.
Absolutely.
And I was trying to defend myself. I'm like, not always. I will kill everybody around, but like, I don't have to be overprotective all the time. All
right.
But you know, I was thinking of a situation, and we were at a party one time. And, you know, we're at the bar getting some drinks. And, you know, we're turning around looking at the crowd, and next thing you know, Q starts stomping around, you know, clearing out the era. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they just coming through, right? And as we're looking, I see one of them. And, you know, since this is our school, I know some of them in the line, right?
We know them,
you know what I'm saying? Cool. But one of them I don't know. And he come around with his tongue out just like he's trying to lick that shit her way.
I see him
approaching. Like, you can see when a nigga's on a mission. And I seen it. And I'm the type of guy, let me just stop you ahead of time before it really has to go left. So, you know, I just kind of stand up. No. Like, I'm damn near about to cut the whole line.
You did
off.
That to him.
Chan is quick to hit this right here.
This is
Chan.
that's Chan.
I'm not fucking with that. Don't do that shit.
Like,
bro.
I ain't gonna lie. When I hit a nigga with that, don't. I'm dead ass, bro. I'm dead ass with that shit, bro. Come on, bro. Don't do that shit. And at first, he made like a face, like, what the fuck? But then he just looked at me, and I was like, bro. I'm so fucking serious.
Yeah.
You know, and he eventually just went on his way. He's like, for sure. But it's like, I feel like in that situation, I wasn't being overprotective. I was trying to be proactive instead of reactive.
Mm.
You
I
feel
like
me?
That.
I prevented him from being in a situation. I prevented myself from being in a situation. Mm-hmm. And it ended with mutual respect. Like, he's like, oh, my bad.
Oh, that's you, brother?
Yeah, that's how it needs to be.
Yeah.
Some people don't understand. You don't know all the time.
Sometimes. But then what if he would have said, that's you, brother? I need that.
I don't give a fuck. I would have lost it. I would have crashed out. It would have been end up 1v17. Yeah. I knew Brenda was in there.
I was literally standing right next to him.
He gave me that extra confidence I need too.
That I know. If I get hit, Brenda gonna at least throw one right back.
I got one who might just save the day.
Yeah. But is he jumping in?
He told a pretty accurate story, and yes, I would have slapped him. But,
but it was like, bro, like, I had to stop bro from thinking it was something that it was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't consider that overprotective. Just like sometimes as a man, you have to prevent a situation, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, how would y'all have responded in the same situation? Would have y'all done the same thing?
That was
I feel like you have to.
That was a good reaction.
I'm about to say, that was a good interaction.
Not bad. I don't think I would have walked in with the hand cut.
I probably
that was a
perfect move. I probably would have just stood there.
My girl back a little
he
bit.
Would have felt when you see a girl, you like you gonna look kind of around a couple faces. Okay, let's see. Yeah.
Yes,
he gonna see fucking Michael Myers standing there waiting on that nigga. Bro. So, brother, please walk up. There is no. Like, unfortunately, like, it's kind of a situation like where ignorance doesn't get you out of a ticket. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you get pulled over if you break a traffic law and you like, damn, bro, I ain't know, like, I didn't know about that law. Nothing. They don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing. If you walk up and do that shit to my girl, I, unfortunately, brother, I know you may not have known, brother, but now we're in an altercation.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's why I come out with my speed limit sign warning. Okay. Don't cross. Yeah. Traffic ahead. Extra fine.
Turn.
Like, all that shit. All that shit. All the orange. I don't want him to get in trouble either.
Hey, roll close.
Roll close. Construction. $1,000 double the fine. Right. Whatever we need to say to get the message through. Because if you cross this line speeding, nigga. Your shit is raps. Like, and I'm off the lick too. So you know how that shit go. And I know bro probably off the lick, so he don't know. Like, and, it's dark. And, it's dark. Yeah. He lit. Yeah. And every hole around is
might be tunnel like, vision. Like, he may have just seen her.
No. No, Sirski. See me. See orange cone. Your fine will be doubled if you cross this shit, bro. Like, it's nah.
See, I just be trying not to come across as crazy. Like you said, with the
can't hide it anymore
shit.
Though.
Yeah,
can't hide it anymore.
Yeah, Mike. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think your plan gonna warrant a good.
Your plan gonna have
bro.
You tweaked out.
you're willing to go to jail. But
that's
what
I'm like. That's a crown plan. You know, like that's the plan that I'm on when I'm on the crown. Like when the crown is in my system.
What's the plan?
See, the crown gonna have you fighting that nigga after he didn't.
That's
sit there and
not,
look at
no,
him.
Listen.
You said
the,
Michael
Myers.
The first step was the hockey
on the nigga, bro. He got to feel the presence.
Fucking hockey.
He's not seeing that shit.
That's one. So if you miss your warning, that's on you. Like, for example, you walk into bear territory, right, at night. And you looking around and you see some glowing eyes and shit, right? If you don't fucking go about your business. Whose fault is that? The bear
you?
Or
you have the same aura as a grizzly bear?
that's what I'm trying to tell you, man.
I didn't even know bear's eyes
glow. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, you know how they say, when it's a bear in the woods, so you see the shit, don't get too close.
Yeah.
Because this big bear waiting, lurking. He ain't got, I ain't give you no fucking signs. Mm-hmm. The signs is you know damn well this fine ass lady ain't by herself.
I get it.
I'm the bear. I'm going to walk out the woods and meet you at the front of the woods.
So you're black bear.
And I'm like, listen,
you black
brother,
bear.
You come in these woods, you're actually going to die.
Yeah.
But if you turn around, we'll be good on God.
See, I'm a grizzly, though, bro. Like, the niggas who came before just didn't come back. Like, that was a sign.
Mm. Grizzlies don't give a fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's the sign. But I respect the black bear, bro. I respect it. I mean, because, like, is that not fair, though? Is that not a fair response?
Which method would you prefer?
I would prefer Chandler's method for sure. Because I was just like, just fighting.
It's interesting,
like,
though, because you got to think with that response, bro, that I think that leads to a lot more sign waving. Because it'd be a lot of scenarios where that wasn't even the intention. Nigga, a regular person will just walk around and this nigga starts flashing the slow down sign and we're looking around like, bro, we all going 35.
But it's like, again, you know, with intention, like, you know.
Yes.
If
yes,
a nigga looking at your girl is gunning for your girl, you're gonna know it.
Yes,
like,
yes.
There's no stopping that.
Driving through my school zone with his helmet. You gotta slow that shit down, bro.
I do not disagree. What I'm saying is, sometimes with that alarm system, he also mistakes the Camry for a Hellcat. Somebody who's actually just driving by.
Mean.
That's true.
You know,
but then they'll just slow down too.
Everybody safe than sorry.
And then at that point, I do look crazy. But, we knew that.
Yeah.
We knew that. But I just felt like, because it was so crazy. I'm glad you were there too, brother. Like, it was like, I seen it happening. I was like, I must stop this nigga now.
Yeah.
I must, because you know how them niggas, when they come with their tongue out, they on.
Because you'd have been sick and you would have grabbed.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Because she can't fight back fast enough.
At some point, I feel like if the warning sign don't happen, I feel like it's also the girl's responsibility at this point to make
But I'm trying to save him from making her feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to stop it all, nigga. You can have smoke with me for these few seconds while you realize, oh, that's my girl. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But I got to let you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's the principle, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, I was ready to get my ass beat that night. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm ready.
Now, if you had all them cues on your,
That's what I said. I was prepared to get my ass beat.
They got the boots on, too. They going to stop you. He would have
got
stuck
before I got my shit whooped.
Getting one or two of them.
Getting one of them niggas for sure.
It would have been a gauntlet for sure. That was a deep ass line.
Yes.
Not bullshitting.
Oh, what was that?
We were at some club. I think maybe Luna.
It was definitely Luna.
Yeah.
Small space.
I think you were there.
I was there too. Oh, we'd have been lit. I'd have been lit.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I was ready to hit a nigga.
Three against 35, but fuck.
I never did that for, so.
Yeah. Definitely would have got an Abby, but that nigga would have got his shit beat first.
I never felt that, so I think, like, granted, I can say that now, so I've never, like, just, like, had my ass beat like that. Yeah. I can say I'd be fuck it. You know, I mean, until that happens, then I'd be like, all right, you know, chance think next time.
Yeah. But no, I knew going into the situation
what
that
the consequences were.
Yes, I knew he has 30 of his brothers out here. Mm-hmm. I got y'all niggas, maybe. I didn't even know where y'all was at. Mm-hmm. I just knew you not finna come over here, stick your tongue out of my girl like
that. Yeah, we're not gonna cut that motherfucker.
Cause I mean, the next step is picking her up, and I'm don't do that.
What do you do though?
Now if she's getting picked up, she needs to start slapping that nigga. So I know we're on the same page.
Okay, so she's like adamantly fighting him.
Like, like, I'm talking about screaming.
So she's like, oh my god, oh I know, like
I'm gonna sock that nigga in the jaw. Automatically.
What are you gonna do? Like,
I'm gonna fall to the floor. Oh. I'm gonna melt and I'm gonna just go home.
What? Oh, she do that.
If she's up there giggling. Oh my god, stop
it. Like, she don't know what to do. She don't know what to do. Like,
you need to know what to do.
That's crazy in that situation.
My girl,
you gotta be
need to know what to do in that situation.
That's automatically.
You should
if
know,
you put, if a nigga pulls me up in the air and I obviously I'm with my man and I'm not liking it, I'm socking that nigga in his jaw. There's no way.
It take a lot of effort to get up there, so you have to give some type of consent to get up there.
Come on now.
That's true.
No cap. That's a whole person.
You're not wrong. But like, if the roles were reversed, say like y'all was in a club and like, I don't know, a poodle came up to you, was just trying to, you know, shake that monkey. You feel me? Yeah. And she was trying to shake that monkey on, and like your girl tried to like intervene. Would that be a problem necessarily? Or like,
I would love her for interview.
It makes it easy for me to
I'll be cheesing.
Like,
I'm cheesing like
dumbass.
Because like I would be so uncomfortable. Like I'd be like, but I'll be shocked that this is happening.
Please don't do this.
What's going on right now?
Please don't do this.
Please don't do this.
I'm telling you, every time I'd be like, you looking at me? Oh, wait, hold on. Hey, no.
Why?
But how would you feel if your girl ain't do nothing? Like, she just was looking at you like, all right, nigga, wait till we get home.
Oh, you gonna hear that shit in the car.
I know I'm probably gonna get assaulted that night.
That's probably.
That might be
I know if I'm not tweaking, then.
Yeah. I ain't
if
gonna
it's
tweak
a silent tweak.
That's death.
What the silent
you tweak? Said like she ain't say nothing then. Nothing. And she, but you know she tweaking because she just.
She seen it.
She just what you said. Shake that monkey?
Shake that monkey in his face. Like, no, that's I wouldn't crazy. Be able to go for no shit like that.
So, like, what do you want him to do? Turn around?
Yeah, but I was just going to say, you got to, like, turn around.
You got to turn around. You got to walk off. You better trip the bitch. You better do something.
One of our parties. There is no, there's not space to, like, walk away.
You got there.
So, you got to push holes out of the way?
Okay. You better mush that bitch in the face at that point.
You must turn.
I'm so sorry. If there's no,
better than getting twerked on. Better than getting
twerked on.
I'm not
getting
twerked.
I'm gonna jump over the bitch before.
Yeah, right.
Leapfrog that whole
flight. Like, there's enough room for you to go to the side, move your hip like that. Something. There's
and
enough
that's
room.
That's why
anything.
There's no excuses for that shit.
Yeah. There is
there's
none.
So much you could have done, bro.
Yeah, it is a lot.
And if you can hop out in front and prevent the interaction, I think that's the best option.
Hey, man.
Proactive.
Well, look, listen to Chan, man. Make
listen
sure y'all be
Chan,
proactive instead of reactive. You hear that? You hear that one more time. Proactive. Instead of reactive. I'm gonna do it three times. Proactive instead of reactive. You know, and that's how you prevent confrontation.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, man, it's been a God 15 podcast. Send me out, man. Peace. Proactive and not reactive.
I like that quote.
Get to the money and slide.
Appreciate y'all popping out to the podcast, man. Make sure y'all leave a like. Go ahead and comment something. And hit that subscribe button if you haven't already so you don't miss any of our videos.
And make sure you subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes videos posted weekly. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TikTok, and I already know we're on YouTube, man. Go check us out everywhere.
Show.